السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Inshallah ta'ala, everyone's doing well on the seventh night in this great month of Ramadan. Six fasts has gone down already. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fast and your du'as and listen to this great recitation. We'd like to thank Hafiz Naveed and Hafiz Suhaib for their recitation and all those individuals working in the background here with this whole live streaming and put on their programs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. They're doing a lot of hard work this Ramadan. This night, like I said, we're on the seventh night. We're going over the end of Surah Ali Imran. And Surah An'am, chapter number 6, and then moving on to Surah A'raf, chapter number 7. And here in these ayat that we're going to go, that we just read over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An'am, chapter number 6, predominantly speaks about His oneness, that just worshiping Him only, and not sacrificing any animals along with Him in His name, do not worship any other idols, or any deity other than Him. When you sacrifice an animal, don't mention any of their names other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to clear this out and make the worship purely for His sake, and do not dilute it with other things. So in these couple of verses here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, do not eat any meat that has not been, Allah's name has not been mentioned upon, right? That you shouldn't even honor other meat that has been mentioned by other gods at all, right? And of course, there's an exception for the Jews and the Christian, along with their mentioning God's name also. And a little bit of difference of opinion from some of the scholars there, which we don't have the time to go over right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in verse 151 and 152, almost kind of like the Ten Commandments, kind of, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, not exactly 10, but certain things that He has prohibited, worshiping other than Him, to be disobedient to your parents, taking the wealth of orphans, also do not kill your children, something that was common during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other things. And then we move on to Surah A'raf, chapter number 7, which is one of my favorite surahs in the Quran. If you like a lot of stories of the previous nations and learning what happened to them and the lessons from that, lessons you could take from them, Surah A'raf will be your surah, amongst other surahs out there that are very similar. So the surah starts off talking about many things, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the initial story of Iblis and Adam alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the angels to bow down to Adam, and of course Iblis did not do so. And the reason why he gives that, he says that I am better than him. You have made me from fire and you created him from dirt. You know, this is not even comparable. And this is kind of like a modern day type of racism that we will call, if you will, that person's skin this color, my skin is this color, that you come from this country, I come from that country, I speak this language, he speaks that language, right? And so that's how it kind of all started. And so we want to make sure that we don't have any of this arrogance in our character either. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and speaks a lot about Jannah and Jahannam and some dialogues that happen with people there. And then starts going over the different stories of the different nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts out with Nuh alayhi salam and his community and the flood that affected them. And then moves on to the people of Ad. And a little trivia question, which prophet was sent to the people of Ad? I don't think it's supposed to be interactive, but I'm going to make it interactive, inshallah ta'ala. I don't know if you could type in your answer, but what you could do is just scream it at your screen. And then if we hear you, then inshallah ta'ala, we will acknowledge that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Thamud, and then the people of Lut alayhi salam, and the people of Shu'aib, and that's where we kind of ended at. But the verse that I wanted to highlight is in Surah A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this whole concept of Iblis not bowing down to Adam alayhi salam, which we kind of all know. A lot of us are familiar with this story. But you know what? When you kick someone out of Jannah, we know Iblis got kicked out of Jannah because he didn't want to bow down to Adam alayhi salam, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you're out of here. You got to go. And we all know that when you kick someone out from a room, right, or you they get ushered out, they don't usually go quietly. You know, they kind of turn back and say, you know what, I'll have the last laugh, or you haven't seen the last of me, right? They want to kind of put in a word in as they're leaving the room. Well, Iblis pretty much does the same exact thing. In Surah A'raf, verse number 16 and verse number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what exactly, or states exactly, the dialogue that Iblis had. As he's coming out, as he's leaving, he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قال بما أغويتني لأقودن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجده أكثر شاكرين. Allah, Iblis says that, for you kicking me out of Jannah, I'm going to wait on your siratul mustaqim. He's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to wait on your straight path. I'm going to sit right there. No one's able to go past me because I'm going to sit right here. And basically, I'm going to try to lead them astray. And he says that then after that, I'm going to come to the people between them, in front of them. I'm going to khalifi him on the behind them and to their right and to their left. And this is the point I want you to focus on, my dear brothers and sisters. Then he says, وَلَا تَجِدُهُ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And he says to Allah, you will not find most of them thankful to you. You will not find most of them thankful, right? They're just not going to be thankful. Okay, this is Iblis. He doesn't really say anything correct. You know, he just, this guy lies. This guy is disobedient. You know, why even give any, heed to what he has to say? But then we go to Surah Saba, which is chapter number 34, which we haven't got there yet, but I'm jumping ahead a bit, because I want to connect this to what I just said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Saba, chapter number 34, verse number 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ إِبْلِيسُ عَلَيْهِمْ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Iblis's thought about the people was true. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ. That Iblis's thought about them was true, right? Except a small group of the believers who didn't follow him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say all the believers. He actually just said a small group of the believers, which one way we can understand this ayah from some of the tough mufassirin, those who studied, who commented on this ayah, said that only a small group of the believers were actually thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, and we're in this month of Ramadan, we're going this whole coronavirus lockdown, you know, it's hard being at home. You don't get to go out. You know, it's, you know, you kind of just going crazy in your house. You can't go to the masjid and all the beautiful things that we always used to do. And so there's a lot that people complain about, obviously. And just in general, people obviously have a lot to complain about. Whether they go to the most fanciest weddings, they'll come back and say, you know what, the dessert was kind of bad. Or, you know what, there was just too much people. It was just too crowded. Like, and there's like, so they have to find something, right? And this is it. Like, naturally, humans are ungrateful just the way they are. We're just trying to find things that we could critique. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says only a small group will be thankful. And this is our message for tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we make sure when we make in dua and we're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of these nights in Ramadan and in our prayers and so forth, is that make sure that we mention Allah's grace upon you, what Allah has blessed you with. Well, thank you, Allah, for my house. Oh, Allah, thank you for my wealth. Allah, thank you for my children. Thank you for this. Alhamdulillah, I still have a job, right? Oh, Allah, so I thank you for this. Thank you for that, right? And you could find multiple things you can be thankful for. And I'll end on this hadith here where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that whoever wakes up in the morning, right, is safe in their home. There's not tanks that are coming in. There's no war going on. And they have the food for their day, right? So they're safe in their home. They have their food for the day and they have their health as if the world has been served to them. Right? That's it. Allah Prophet mentioned only these three things. Health, you got your food, and you got your protection. Those are three main things that human beings want. If you got that, it's as if the dunya was served to you. The world was all served to you. And one thing our MYG members, Brother Muaz and Brother Zain, did a little reminder a couple of weeks ago that said when you wake up in the morning, one of the best things to do is, of course, read the dua when you wake up in the morning, if you know it. If not, then try to get that to memorization, inshallah ta'ala. But just to make a dua for what to be thankful. And one thing, I just suggest this, when you wake up in the morning, thank Allah, thank you for my safety. Thank you for my food that I have in our house, alhamdulillah. And thank you for my health. Everyone has problems. I know everyone got the back and everyone got this and that hurting them. But overall, alhamdulillah, yani, you got your overall health. It's to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you start your day that way, that's an amazing way to start. And inshallah ta'ala, you'll be counted of those small group of believers that were thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you in these great nights and month of Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, you are benefiting from the recitation of these reminders. أَقُلِي قَوْلَ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.